it's very sad. It's the one that chronicles the last couple of, I guess, year of his life, I guess, when he had Alzheimer's, and they, his family and his band just sort of helped him to have one last tour. And it was just, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it for sure. It was Glenn Campbell, and just one of his awesome hits. I mean, he was part of the Wrecking Crew. He sang with the Beach Boys. He had his own national, he hosted his own national television show. The guy was great, great voice, great guitar player, great songwriter. And speaking of great voice and great songwriter, great vocals, Billy Joel started us off. Haven't heard from him in a long time. He told us he wasn't going to do any more releases of songs that he wrote, and he didn't write this song. And he didn't want to put out a single for a while, but the more I listen to it, I have to admit I do like it. It's called Turn the Lights Back On. Okay, I have some more new noise from our wonderful Boston scene. This is a band called Happy Little Clouds, and just came out. I think came out on Thursday. They're also playing tonight at the Jungle as well. Got to go see them. This is Happy Little Clouds and the Emperor's Song. New noise at WMFO.
I'm 57, I'm not in sing soon. So be my tiger and call the tune and touch me whenever it hurts. Hey, when I go, please don't be long. Blast the quote. Yeah.
asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath, you can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WMFO, Medford, 819 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Thanks so much for being here, for tuning in. It's actually sunny outside. I mentioned that before. How nice is that? It's only been, you know, over 2 weeks, approaching 3 weeks. Nice to see the sun. Nice to see the sky. It's good to see it. The blue sky is still there. If you haven't opened your windows, please do. You'll be pleasantly surprised. All right, let me tell you about that last set. Every one of those songs, except for the last one I played, is a Boston band. So let me start with the last one. A band called The Blinders. It's new noise from them, just put out. It's a new single called Swallowing Static. I think that's awesome. And then we get to all the rest of the bands, as I said, all from Boston. Fourth song of the set was Little Billy Lost, a single they put out in 2022 called Whiskey Point. Before that, Nervous Eaters. Just great work from them. It is a re-recording of that song with the latest band on it, Why You Telling Me Now. Fire King from Anthony Kaczynski, re-recording and re-release of their great song called Today, in anticipation of their next album, which will be called Speedway. And started off with new noise from Happy Little Clouds. Great new song from them called The Emperor's Song. All right, I've got more new noise from our wonderful scene here in Boston. If you know, you know. This is Hammered Saint and Killing Me. It's WMFO.
Need some. find a door that leads you to the room that no one is invited to. Felt holes into my soul.
Don't care, Diane, I hear you. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
It's WMFO Medford, 8:33 in the morning. I'm Mike. All right, I'll be here till about 9 o'clock when Jay will be here with 1,000 Points of Light, so stick around for that. Let me tell you what I played in that very last set. I'll start off with the first song, which was New Noise from Boston's own Hammered Saint. Yeah, that was killing me. Seal, not what you think, C-I-E-L. I don't know why. Great song there called Somebody. The Thing had the third song of the set from 2023's album called Here's the Thing. That was Country Song 2. Material Issue, just a great power pop band. They were included on a compilation called International Pop Overthrow from our friend David Bash. That was Diane. And New Hampshire's own Brad Marino had New Noise for the fifth song of the set from a record brand new called Ramones and Stones EP. That was ADHD. All right, so excited to play this from our friends The Sins. They're from New Jersey and New York, and they've got a brand new record coming out. And this is the title track. It's released as an advanced single. So good. The Sins, New Noise. This is Little Miss Lost. WMFO.
Your life don't feel the same. Look for things you know ain't right. did it all have me? When you're dripping in your privilege, you don't know the difference between what you want and what you need. When nothing is enough, it gets tough just to smile.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 8:52 in the morning, just about time for me to vamoose. So let me tell you what I played in that last set. That last song, the fifth song of the set, Boston Royalty right there. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters from a 1980 release called Many Years Ago, the complete Robin Lane and the Chartbusters album. That was Why Do You Tell Me Lies? That was remastered, sounded really good. Margaret Glaspie just before that from last year, a record called Echo and the Diamond, that was Get Back. Boston's own American Ocelot had the third song of the set. Last year they put out their record called Million Things, that was Pressure. The Stems from 1987's At First Sight, that was Sad Girl. And the first play for me from title track of a brand new record coming out from The Sins, that was Little Miss Lost. All right, I'm going to leave you here with some MC5. As you may know, Wayne Kramer just passed, and it's a very sad thing. So here's Kick Out the Jams. I'm Mike. Thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Really appreciate your listening. Rest in peace, Wayne Kramer. This is WMFO.
A couple